From Spark and Anvil and MetaQuest, this is Tell, in Chapter 1 of the MetaQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Maya sat hunched over her notebook, pencil still. A knot had been growing in her stomach for days. Not a regular tummy ache, but a tiny, worried hamster doing acrobatics inside her. "Just go away," she whispered to her stomach. A soft hoo-hoo came from her window. Perched on the sill was an owl, small and round, warm, creamy feathers, big amber eyes, a plain tunic with a little map in one pocket, and a stack of cards in a wing. It held one card up. Maya leaned in. A picture of a kid talking to an adult, and in bold letters, "Telling is the most powerful medical move." "Medical move," Maya mumbled. "I don't need a doctor." The hamster in her stomach flipped again. The owl shuffled its cards and showed another. "When something is wrong, tell a trusted adult."
"But what if it's not that wrong?" Maya asked. "What if it's just a little wrong? The knot wasn't bleeding, wasn't broken. It just wouldn't go away." The owl pointed to itself. "I am Tell." A soft, clear voice seemed to echo in her mind. "I teach about help-seeking." It held up another card. "Telling is courage, not weakness." "But what if I get in trouble?" Maya asked. "Or no one believes me? What if Mom just says, 'Did you eat too much candy?'" Tell ruffled its feathers and showed a card full of different grown-ups. A mom, a dad, a teacher, a school nurse, a grandma, a coach. Trusted adult network. Multiple options. "You mean I don't just have to tell one person?" "If the first doesn't help," the calm voice said, "tell another." "So if Mom doesn't get it, I could tell Dad?" Tell gave a tiny, encouraging hoot.
Then Tell held up a blank card and waited. "What's this for?" "Practice this sentence," the voice said. "It makes telling easier." Tell showed a card of examples. "Something is happening with my body. Can I tell you about it? I need to talk to you about something important. I'm feeling really worried about something." Maya tried the first one, quietly. "Something is happening with my body. Can I tell you about it?" It felt a little silly saying it to an owl, but the words felt strong, not whiny, serious. She practiced it a few times and liked how it gave her a way to start. Better than just blurting, "My stomach feels like a hamster."
Tell showed another card. A school, with a teacher, a nurse, and a counselor highlighted. "Mandatory reporters." "Some adults must help," the voice explained. "Teachers, school nurses, and doctors are examples. If you tell them about something really bad, they have to act. It's the law. They are safe people to tell." Maya's eyes widened. "So if something really, really bad happened, they have to do something?" Tell nodded, amber eyes steady.
"What if there's no trusted adult around?" Maya asked, small again. "Or no one helps, even after I tell lots of people?"
Tell's cards shuffled quickly to a new set. Phone numbers and websites. Crisis resources, when the network fails. "These are for when you need help right away, or feel like no one else can help. There are people waiting to listen. 988, Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Crisis text line. Text HOME to 741741. Child Help, 1-800-422-4453. RAIN, 1-800-656-HOPE. "Telling is never weakness," the voice repeated. "It is the most courageous and competent move you can make." The numbers were a lot to remember, but it was good to know they were there, like a secret superhero team.
Maya looked at the owl. Its small, round body seemed to glow. The knot in her stomach hadn't completely vanished, but the hamster had stopped flipping. It was just sitting there now, maybe even taking a nap.
"Thank you, Tell," Maya whispered, and picked up her pencil, not to draw a dragon, but to write down those important sentences and the numbers, just in case.
Mattel gave a final soft hoo-hoo and fluttered out the window into the afternoon light. Maya took a slow breath, and her shoulders, up near her ears all day, finally dropped. The knot was still there, but it felt smaller now, softer, less scary. Knowing she had the words and people who would listen made her feel calm and safe, like someone had wrapped a warm blanket around the worried part of her. Telling is the most powerful medical move, and knowing that, Maya felt her breath go slow and warm, calm and safe inside.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to TEL. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.